Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson has caught city leaders off guard by announcing that she's stepping down at the end of the school year. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
City officials are praising the job Superintendent Carol Johnson has done over the past 6 years. Boston City Council President Stephen Murphy.
Carol Johnson was the ultimate professional. She did a great job raising the standards of the Boston Public Schools in her years here. It's a great loss for the city.
Some of the praise is tempered, though, like that of City Councilor Charles Yancey.
I would say that she has worked very, very hard on behalf of the students of Boston. And even though I did not agree with many decisions made by the school department, I always had the utmost respect for her and her professionalism.
Superintendent Johnson was hired by Boston Mayor Tom Menino, who has staunchly defended her in the face of criticism, some for the way she has handled personnel matters involving school principals, including one arrested for domestic violence. Johnson has more than 2 years left on her contract, but is leaving at the end of this school year. Because of snow days, that's not until June 28th. Johnson says the public schools have improved in many ways during her tenure, and this is the right time to go for lots of reasons.
It's a combination of knowing that we have made progress. I'm coming to terms with certainly my husband's passing, which is pretty life-altering in and of itself. And then I guess the mayor's decision not to seek re-election. It's not sort of one of those things, it's kind of the combination that made me feel that the time was right.
Johnson's husband of nearly 40 years died last month. One of the things she wants to do now is spend more time with her family. She has 3 children and 5 grandchildren.
I think that what we've learned over the last, month or so about how precious life is and how little sometimes you have control over what happens next makes you want to prioritize the time that you have to be very strategic about how you use it.
Johnson leaves some big issues for her successor, including implementation of a controversial new student assignment plan. It's clear, says Boston Foundation President Paul Grogan, that she has made a difference.
There have been clear improvements, documented improvements. The dropout rate is lower perhaps than it's ever been in the modern era. The graduation rate is higher. So there have been plenty of gains. It's a better system. And I think Boston is probably the best urban district in the country serving predominantly minority and immigrant children. But there's a long way to go.
Because hiring a superintendent can be a lengthy process, the city will have to choose an interim superintendent. City officials say one likely choice to run the system on a temporary basis is the school department's chief financial officer, John McDonough, who's done the job before. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.